What's up, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode from the Lions Cove podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo, and today we are back with week six of our NFL picks. Going into week six, my record is 38-26. Weeks one through four, let's see how we do in week six. So starting our first game on Thursday night, the Eagles versus the Giants. I'm taking the Giants in that one. I think they'll bounce back. Obviously, they lost to my Saints. Shout out to the Saints for their first win of the NFL season. But I'm taking the Giants in this one. I think they'll win. Jackson Dart had two picks last game, and the Eagles are coming off a loss. So, listen, I'm taking the Giants at home on Thursday night. Next, we have the Broncos at Jets in London, I think. I'm taking the Broncos. Obviously, the Jets 0-5. I mean, the Broncos are coming off a big win versus the Eagles. I'm taking the Broncos in that one. Next, we have the Rams at Ravens. I'm taking the Rams in this one. The Ravens just have not looked good. I mean, they lost 44-10 last week. So overall, I'm taking the Rams. Next, we have the Cowboys at Panthers. I'm taking the Cowboys. The Cowboys have just been on fire. Dak has been playing great. I think the Cowboys will win that one with ease. Next, we have the Cardinals at Colts. I'm taking the Colts. They've been unstoppable, too. They might even get the one seed in the AFC. Correct, AFC. So I'm taking the Colts. Next, we have the Seahawks at Jaguars. I'm taking the Jaguars in that one. I think they've been playing great. Obviously, they're playing Monday night versus Kansas City. So if they win that one, I think they'll continue their momentum. But overall, I'm taking the Jaguars in that one. Next, we have the Chargers at Miami. I'm taking the Chargers. The Chargers lost to the Commanders. That was a great game. Herbert had a few mistakes. But overall, I think they'll win that one. The Dolphins are just in shambles right now. Next, we have the Browns at Steelers. I'm taking the Steelers with ease. I think the Steelers will win that one, especially being home in a big game. Next, we have the Patriots at Saints. I'm taking the Saints. Saints are going to go on a run, I promise you that. Even though the Patriots did come off a win, I guarantee you the Saints will win. They found their momentum. They found a way to win, especially off a hot Giants team. I'm taking the Saints. Next, we have the Titans at Las Vegas. I'm taking the Titans in that one. I think they'll also go on a little win streak right there. Obviously, that was a crazy game versus the Cardinals. Next, we have the Bengals at Packers. I'm taking the Packers with ease on that one. Obviously, one of the best teams in the league, and the Bengals are just in shambles right now. Next, we have the Niners at Buccaneers. I'm taking the Niners. Mac Jones is a beast. Kendrick Bourne is a beast. CMC, that whole team is awesome. I'm taking the Niners. Next, we have the Lions at Chiefs. Sunday Night Football, I'm taking the Lions in that one. They've been unstoppable and they've been unguardable. I mean, they've scored 30 points in all games this year, I think. Pretty crazy. But now, listen, I trust my picks on Sundays and I trust Pins and Aces on the golf course. They're a Colorado golf brand making polos, head covers, and gloves that really stand out for style and comfort. With my code, you'll get 21% off. That's the best discount they offer. And when you buy, I earn a commission, which helps support me and the show. So check out Pins and Aces today. Use my code, upgrade your game. Speaking of gear that stands out, Eric Javits designer hats combine sophisticated style with travel-ready function. Each hat offers UPF 50+ protection, blending fashion with performance for any outdoor adventure. With my code, you'll get 21% off, even sale items. And when you buy, I do earn a commission, which helps support the show. So check out ericjavits.com and elevate your look wherever. That's ericjavits.com and pinsandaces.com. Now, for our Monday night games, we have two of them. We have Buffalo at Atlanta. I'm taking Buffalo with ease. Josh Allen, obviously coming off a heartbreaking loss to New England at home. I think they'll bounce back in that one. And then next we have Chicago at Washington. I'm taking Washington in that one. I think that was a crazy game last year, actually. I think there was a Hail Mary last year. But I'm taking the Commanders in that one. But that'll do it for my picks. Hopefully you all enjoyed. Thank you for all the love and support. And we'll be back week 7. Thank you and peace.